Good evening, everybody. I want to welcome you along. This is a first for us in Bethany. We've entitled it tonight, Seasonal Songs and Your Supper, and we really have been looking forward to it. We're glad to see each and every one who has come along this evening, and we trust that we've a blessed time. It's going to be very informal and relaxed. We're delighted to welcome our special guest tonight, the Reverend William McCrae. He's going to commence by singing a few seasonal songs, and then either he or I will lead in a few carols that we'll all sing together, and then he'll bring a few more at the end, and maybe a short word, and then we'll be going through probably about 8:15 through to have a sit-down supper and some fellowship together. So we welcome you here tonight. We trust you'll have a blessed evening. I'm just going to say a wee word of prayer to commence proceedings this evening. Let's commit our way to the Lord. Our gracious and eternal Heavenly Father, we do thank you for each and every one that has come along to this special meeting this evening. We pray that we'll feel relaxed, we'll feel at home in the Lord's presence. Be one of our number. Bless the Reverend McCrae as he comes to sing and close with a little word from the Scriptures. And then as we have our supper together, may the Lord be glorified and may the Saviour be in our midst. We thank you for this season. When, Lord, we remember Jesus Christ being born of the Virgin Mary, the miracle that it was, and the wonder that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We give you thanks for Christ and his salvation. Be with us and bless us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Reverend McCrae, you're very welcome again in Port of Down, and we'll hand over this part of proceedings to you.
Can we drink the water?
Yes, I'll get that now. Spilt that last night, that's why.
Well, it's lovely to be here, have the opportunity of sharing with you, coming to Christmas, and I trust that you will have a blessed time at Christmas. I know that after the past few years, when Christmas has been difficult and different because of the pandemic, but nevertheless, it's lovely to be able to get out again and have that time of friendship and fellowship together, even at this time of Christmas. We're going to sing together just a wee verse of that lovely hymn, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Now, I want you to join in, and I want everyone to really join in and sing. You'll know at least a couple of verses.
O come, all ye faithful, joyfully triumphant. O come, ye, O come, ye, to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come. Come, let us adore him, Christ, Lord.
O come, all ye faithful. And then, of course, there's that other lovely old carol. And I'm not sure, are there hymn books in the seats there?
Yes, yes.
Because if there are, perhaps they could turn up. Let's just turn up the hymns for the carol. So is everybody be able to get the words and to join in? And those carols, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, hark the herald angels. Number 76 in the hymn book there. And so therefore, let you join in. Number 76.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled, joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the sky, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born. Glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Let in time behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb, pale and flesh that God has seen, pale incarnate deity, place as man with man to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Lovely was the night in Judea. Shepherds of sheep were at rest. Bright on the stars in Judea. All of the world was at rest. Then the angels broke the silence with singing as they the Savior adored. The valleys and the hills all were singing, telling of Jesus the Lord. Mary in the stable awakened, wondering what she had. Happy was her heart and elated. God's plan was soon to unfold. Well, the shepherd went along to adore him, wandering in silent delight. The angels broke the silence with singing as they the Savior adored. Valleys and the hills all were ringing, telling of valleys and the hills all were ringing, telling of Jesus, Lord.
Those shepherds out in the field were just ordinary men, just doing their daily work. They were shepherds. In actual fact, the shepherds in the fields were men that, as far as the world was concerned, they couldn't be trusted. They were not allowed to go into court and give evidence because their word would not be good enough. It wasn't on to kings. It wasn't on to politicians. It wasn't on to the great and mighty men, but on to the shepherds. That news that Jesus Christ was born. And thank God, the Lord Jesus Christ, he came into this world to seek, and the Bible says, and to save that which was lost. And that means that the Lord Jesus Christ came to seek and to save you and me, because that's where God found us in our sin. And they came and they bowed down before him. The Lord Jesus wasn't in a palace. He was in a manger. And we know the lovely old hymn, Away in a Manger. And it's in our book there, number 75. Let's hear you sing.
Away in a manger, no crib or a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay. The
manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus was asleep on the hay. Thank God for that wonderful news, because you know the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. That means you, that means me, because in our sin we are lost.
From God's heaven to a manger, from great riches to the poor, came the Son of God to save. Came the man of bought my soul with his own blood, gave to me a peace this world cannot afford. Redeeming love, the love that knows no limit. Redeeming love, a love that shall not die. My soul shall
to come now at this time, brother.
Well, we're going to all sing a few carols together, and the Reverend McCrae is going to keep playing the squeeze box for us, the accordion. We'll turn in the hymn book to number 78, O Little Town of Bethlehem, How Still We See Thee Lie. Number 78 in the hymn book there before you, Little Town of Bethlehem, How Still We See That. We'll sing the first, we'll sing the second and the fourth verse. Shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel off, the Lord came down, and glory shone around. And again, we'll sing the first three verses, and then we'll sing the last verse. The first three, and then the last.
While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the
Let's try another one then. What about number 84? Jesus, my Saviour, to Bethlehem came. We'll sing the first and the second verse. 1 and 2. Tell you what, 81, see in yonder manger low, born for us on earth below, see the Lamb of God appears, promised from eternal years. Again, we'll sing the first three verses and the chorus. 1, 2, 3 in the chorus.
See in yonder manger low.
See in yonder manger low, born for us on earth below. The Lamb of God appears, promised from these earthly years. Hail, O ever-blessed Lord, hail, redemption's happy dawn, sing through water.
Mr. McCrae knows how much pressure I'm under leading singing, knowing I've such a great singer sitting behind me. I know nothing about keys or chords or notes or anything like that. So I hope I've done all right there. But the better singer is going to come and sing now for us again. Thank you.
I heard the angels sing, glory, hallelujah. God's choir in the sky. I heard a thousand trumpets sound out of glory, telling the story of a king to earth to die. Heard a million voices praise the name of Jesus, singing in God's choir in the sky. I fell down on my when the chorus ended, I shouted out the glad amen, amen. I fell down on my knees, praise the name of Jesus. Oh, to hear the choir once again, I heard a thousand trumpets sounding out in glory, telling the story of a king.
Sing glory, hallelujah, singing in that choir in the sky. And thank God for the message that the angels brought, because it was a message, peace, good tidings to among men. And thank God the peace came through the blood of the cross, because he is our peace and purchased our peace there in Calvary's cross when he shed his precious blood for us at Calvary.
Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, it's the sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels and chorus sigh welcome his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart. Glory most precious, the sweetest that ever was heard. It's the sweetest that ever was heard.
A great professor was asked, one of the final lectures he was giving to his students, and they asked him, what was the greatest discovery ever made in his life? And as they waited for him to answer, they were expecting some great scientific discovery, some great theory or equation that he had discovered, scientific discovery. He thought for a moment, and then he looked at his students, and he said, the greatest discovery I ever made was something I learned at a mother's knee. It was the words of a hymn, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And friend, that's the greatest discovery that you and I could have. We live in a world where there's so much anger and there's so much bitterness and hate. And yet here is something that God says, that God so loved you and me, that he gave his darling son and he sent him to the cross of Calvary. And there the Savior shed his precious blood. What for? To take away our sin. Mrs. Alexander wrote the words of that hymn, there was none other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in.
Jesus loves me, yes I know, for the Bible tells
No matter how old we get, thank God it's good to know that Jesus loves me. He loves me. How much did he love me? He loved me so much that he gave his own life's blood, went to Calvary's cross and shed his blood for me upon the cross of Calvary. Tell me, do you know that truth in your heart tonight? Jesus loves me. Me. Not somebody else. He loves me. And the Bible tells me so. In a little town called Bethlehem, so many years ago, they told him there was no room. Had no way of knowing, they had turned away. The Lamb of God would take away the sin. So many people still today don't know who Jesus is. They've never felt his peace within their soul. But I want my friends to know it, how his love can set them free. He's the only one who can cleanse and make them whole. Oh, I know us. I know who Jesus is. Silent night, holy night, all is bright and all is bright. Just read a few verses from God's word as we bring a wee time of this part of it to a close. It's there found in that second chapter of the book of Luke's gospel, and it's the story of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, my Savior from heaven, came to this old world of shame. And it came to pass, Luke chapter 2, in those days, that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. All went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David. And it came to pass, verse 15, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in their heart. But what was that message that the angels told those shepherds? And through them has told the world even to this day. It's found in verse number 7. She brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. And then it says in verse 10, and the angel said unto them, fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. I remember when I was a child, I remember indeed singing the words of a little chorus concerning Jesus. He did not come to judge the world. He did not come to blame. He did not only come to seek, but it was to save. He came. And when we call him Savior, then we call him by his name. The message, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Can I ask you this question? Not only a Savior, but is he your Savior? Because I want to tell you, I'm resting alone upon what Jesus Christ, my Savior, did for me upon the cross of Calvary. And I stake my whole eternity upon the finished work of Jesus on the cross. And here's the last thought. We often think of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And yet many people don't realize that that was said to Nicodemus. You see, God not only told him he needed to be saved, he needed to be born again, but he told him how. That whoever you are, that believeth or trusteth in him, that's in Christ, should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then it says this, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. See, God didn't send his Son to condemn the world, friend, because the world was already condemned because of sin. But thank God, God sent him to seek and to save the likes of me that was lost. May God grant that Christ will not simply be a story, but that the Lord Jesus Christ will be your Savior. Let's put Christ back into Christmas. Amen.
Well, we do thank the Reverend McCrae for being with us tonight, and for ministering in song and bringing the word and the gospel to our souls. And that is our desire, if you know not the Saviour, that you'll come to know him even tonight. In a little moment, we're going to make our way into the Dr. Elliott Memorial Hall, and the tables are all set, and you can find a place there, and then supper will be served. Before we do, we're going to give thanks for the good things and the refreshments. And can I say then, before you leave tonight, there is a Christmas hamper for every household represented here. So don't go home without that. We'll set that up in the foyer, the back foyer of the church here, and we'll make sure you get your Christmas hamper with you home this evening. Let's unite in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the beautiful hymns that we sing concerning what some have described as the greatest miracle that ever took place, when God became man, conceived supernaturally by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the womb of the Virgin Mary, carried by her in her womb for those 9 months, and yet he was uncontaminated by the sin of Mary's fallen human nature. We thank you, Lord, that he remained perfect, and he remained without sin, born without sin, and came into this world then to be the sin bearer. We thank you that at approximately 33 years of age, he bore our sins in his own body to the tree, and he died that we might be forgiven. He came to love. He came to seek. He came to forgive. Amen. We thank you, Lord, he came to do all those things by and because of his death. We praise you that the babe became the man. The man became the Savior. And the Savior rose from the dead and offers salvation to all who will come to him. Lord, bless our fellowship tonight. Accept of our thanks for the good things that are provided. And then part us with thy grace and in thy blessing. In Jesus' name we pray.